Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's 9:12 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Your favorite, it's the NSK Riding Solo on a Friday. We just had DJ Chinchilla and guest DJ, DJ Ken. So they will be out in South Africa, Upington. It's a Sunday session. They've been invited and they will represent me and you. And you know very well what we do on Namibia's Heart and Soul, especially on Fresh Breakfast. We celebrate our own. So we wish the boys all the best. As a matter of fact, we want them to succeed. We want them to play such a fire set on that Sunday that they must know what is Namibia. Because it is, you know, sometimes these South Africans, they don't check us, but Namibia, you must just give Namibia back to us. Oh, Namibia is a province of South Africa. They don't check us, but we will leave it to DJ Chinchilla as well as to DJ Kenzo to properly represent us that side. Now, speaking of Namibians that are doing extraordinary things, people that are out here on the streets who we gossip about. who we see and we talk nonsense about, who we, for one reason or another, we love or we hate or whatever the case may be. One such gentleman is in studio. He's in studio and he's an award-winning comedian. He's got an interesting story to tell, and we will get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please help me welcome the fake Dangote, but the Namibian version of it. Omes!
Yeah, welcome.
How you doing, my good sir?
Good, man, how are you doing?
So it's good to have you here.
No, thanks for having me.
Dangote, it's good to have you here, my man. First things first, before we get into anything.
Yeah.
Were you gonna pull a Kasongo NS Kanye move if you didn't win that award?
No, I don't know if I was invited. Maybe that I missed it.
No. The Savannah Award, the comedy award.
Ah, you mean the comedy award?
Yeah.
No, man, that was something else. I didn't expect it.
Because you were so happy, bro.
I don't know. It felt like I was walking also at that time when they called my name to go on
stage. You felt you were walking?
Yeah, bro. You see, the lady announced the award, not calling my name, but she went like, the winner of the Savannah comedy is the man that do comedy on a wheelchair. I was like, why didn't you just go straight to the name?
Yeah.
How are you making my heart panic and all that? but it was a great experience. I didn't expect that. Yeah, God is good, man.
My man.
Yeah, I was pushed there. I did my thing and I came out. There was this guy that I was like afraid of, you know, courage.
Yeah, of course. He has
been a comedian for so many years.
Exactly. I was like, he's one man, comedy shows, his corporate game.
So that guy, my heart was like, no, man, I'm going to lose this thing. But you know what? I went on stage and I did my thing.
Mm.
I took the award home, man.
Now, congratulations, Dangote.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations. Yeah. Winning an award is a beautiful, you know, solidification of your work.
Yeah.
Let's dial back, Omes. Mm. Let's dial back, man. Verstanji. Yeah. Like you're the Vintuk Chakmos, man.
Yes.
Straight out of Karatura.
Straight out of Tura, bro.
What's the location?
Okahanja Park.
Okahanja Park?
Yes. That's where I grew up. That's where I went to school.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Back then, I attended primary in Okahanja Park.
Yeah.
And then my secondary was Imanu Shifidi.
Yes, sir.
Still in the heart of Tura.
Mm.
Yes, and then IUM. And then, I did my thing. So the time that I realized that I'm actually funny is when we gather around, maybe at car wash and all that, I talked. And then this guy came up to me, bruh, you're just funny. You should join the comedy hour at Vinyls. You know,
who said that to you?
I had a friend, was it Slick?
Slick?
Yeah.
Slick said that to you?
Slick.
Man, Slick is brilliant,
like,
man.
Yeah, he's like, bro, you're funny, you should come. Vinyls. You know, Vinyls have stairs. So I always make sure if I go there, I have some cash so I can bribe those guys to meet me. Yeah, you know? So that's how I started.
Yeah.
See the massive stairs they have there.
Yeah, it's like two. It's a two, three stories. I think it's a two story.
Yes, bro. I'm a big Zaka. Like, the man said, bro.
Hey,
that's how it started and all that. Until Mitch came in, you know. And then Mitch introduced me. No, there's something here, man. Maybe you join.
Yeah.
Went for audition. I went through 14 regions, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14
before
regions.
Before we get to that, Dangote.
Yeah.
Again, just primary school. But how was it primary school?
Dr. Franz Opa Ndongo. Just back then in Okahanja.
Babylon. Yeah.
That's where my primary school is.
So this is real ghetto life, me bro.
Me bro. And I'm telling you, né, growing up as a disabled person in that area, it's very bad.
That's what the that's what I'm saying, bro. Yes. Like,
bro, there's no toilets there that flush me. There's no water. There's
no power. Yeah.
So my life was like, oh, but I have to go to school, man. So at least one day I can move out of this location and stay somewhere else. And you know, God did it, man. And right now I'm using my own. I'm renting a flat whereby I can have everything accessible to me.
Yeah.
Back then, actually, the funny part is me going to the toilet to do number two, I have to make an appointment. So I don't have to eat anything that will ruin my stomach. Otherwise, it's a problem. It's So I have to make sure that, hey, man,
so
you have to cross the road.
You have to, okay.
Push yourself, cross the road in the bush there and do the thing. So sometimes, you know, you're just lazy to push. It's like, man.
Okay, but do you have someone that, that would help you over the road and in the bush? Or Alien Melani.
But yes, I had siblings. Most
of course.
I have siblings whereby they will get water for me, warm them before I take a shower.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing is not to to make them angry. Otherwise, I'm
that,
you know?
Then it's, you like, feel the wrath of it.
Yeah, so I will be the sweetest person. I will be with them, very cool, not to upset them. Otherwise, no one will bring me water or warm them for me and all that. So I was behaving, although I got angry and all that. Yeah, I'm a short-tempered guy as well. But yeah, growing in that location taught me how to be strong as a disabled person. And I also encourage people like, bro, your background will actually push you to go far.
You get to Shafidi. Shafidi, I wanna remember Shafidi's infrastructure. Do they have? They don't have ramps, bro. Like, how did you?
So
especially because there are some bits where the steps.
Yes.
And so on. How did you maneuver that?
So that's the interesting part. So when I was enrolled in that school, grade eight, the principal and I sat down and we had a small discussion. So he took some money from the school.
Mr. Kachonga. Ah, wait. My favorite,
so
man.
So we had to employ some people from outside to come and build ramps.
Uh-huh.
So I was actually the first guy on a wheelchair at Imano Shafidi who introduced the ramps at the toilets, classrooms, and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Until the second guy on the wheelchair also started using the same facility. So I introduced that.
Mr. Pioneer.
Yes.
Ah, wait.
So Kachonga and I said, and we came up with a plan of just making myself accessible to classes and toilets and all that.
Yeah.
So that's how I managed to, from grade 8 till 12.
In high school, was it no prefect who they say or what did you do in high school? Were you, do you understand? Did you get involved with anything?
Yes, in high school, what I did is I participated mostly in the Star for Life organization.
Star for Life. We were talking about Star for Life on radio the other day.
Blue Cross.
What is Blue Cross?
Blue Cross there was also another organization which was actually run by this guy. He worked for, you know, this guy, Forever Sun.
Forever Sun,
Forever Sun was motivational speaker. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
So he was mostly involved in schools and all those. So I was a peer educator, actually.
Awe.
So we worked together with Forever Sun. And when I actually got into grade 11, I was elected as an LRC.
My man.
Yes. So I was brilliant. I did my thing and I told myself, yeah. And even made me stronger. You know, I got polio when I was 3. So growing up as a disabled person was not a really easy thing. At the age of 12, I almost committed suicide, you know. But then after I made peace with my condition, I just realized, man.
But you were born like this. It's not like.
No, I got polio when I was 3 in Angola.
Oh.
Yes. So it's a vaccine that I didn't take.
Okay.
And then we moved to Namibia.
Okay.
When I was 7.
Yeah.
Yes. So from there, I became strong with all these organizations, you know, advocating. And I told myself, I'm actually not disabled, man. If I can use my brain, my hands, I'm fine.
100%.
And started inspiring others, you know. Started making fun of my own condition.
Of course.
Just to brighten up somebody's day, and, you know. Yeah. So
because,
that's how it happened.
Because, you know, the thing is, I mean, growing up in my family, we also had you know, disabled family, albeit not necessarily physical.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to it. But I cannot be ignorant to other people who are but uncomfortable around disabled people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get people who just don't know how to act around you
they
guys.
Don't know. Yeah,
you know what I mean? They just they don't know what to say, what to do. Will they get offended? What? Are they actual human beings? What? Yes. How do we treat them? So seeing you.
Yeah.
Seeing how you do your comedy, seeing you how you carry yourself,
yeah.
it's actually quite refreshing, bro.
Very much. And a lot watch me on TikTok, on Facebook, and all that, inspired. And I make sure that anyone out there who is disabled and that is not acceptance in their condition, they should come out, man. They should come and have a look at me. Because I do everything by myself. And I don't know why they are still hiding. If the world is out there waiting for them to do something, you understand? For themselves, actually. Yeah. Just nowadays, I just made a TikTok joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently I was invited by this pastor for me to walk. I said, no, man. Why should I walk if Netumbo Nandita is about to add our grand for 3K now? So I did that joke and it went viral on TikTok, you know, things like that.
And then she didn't give you guys the 3K.
No, same with Isaac Brand. It was bad, Isaac.
9:23, that's your time. Stick around. We're speaking to Dangote, the comedian. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around. It is 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK riding solo on a Friday. But you do know what we do on Fridays. We bring in the superstars. We bring in people who we gossip about. We bring in people with interesting stories. And today's gentleman is one such gentleman. He's a comedian. He's a wheelchair-bound comedian. And you know what? He reminds me of so much. And also he speaks to my theory. Sometimes you just have to laugh at your pain, bruh. You just have to laugh at your reality. Dangote Omes.
Yeah.
Once again, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, Buta.
No, thank you for having me, man.
We were speaking about Shifidi. Your time at Shifidi.
Yeah.
You move over to now to you said IUM.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that you are studying now at IUM?
So I was doing financial management, and then.
So just like slam me, Brad Jacob.
Yeah, it's a top cheater. Yeah, and then I actually asked myself what. Do I want to study that will accommodate me?
Yeah.
So that and then office administration. Yeah, so currently I work for a specialist at Roman Catholic Hospital.
My man.
And we do spinal cord. I've been there for 9 years, so I know everything. And it inspires me also. Since Netumbo also said that next year, I see registration khudni chip trek.
Ah, wait, my man.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's first time. Yeah. Yes. So, my genre as a comedian, I put it as a sit-down comedy.
Sit-down comedy.
Not stand-up. Mm. There's a difference between stand-up and sit-down comedy.
Mm.
So my own is sit-down comedy, the first in Namibia. Mm. Sit-down comedy.
Okay.
I'm already sitting, right?
No, real quick. Mm. If you're saying sit-down comedian, and if Webster decides today he wants to go into comedy, what will he be?
That one will be a shut-down comedian. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be shut down.
It's a shutdown.
That one is shut
down. Oh, down to earth comedy.
Down to earth comedy.
Yeah, things like
that's it. Okay, so now let's talk about that genre now of comedy, bro.
Yeah.
We check your clips, we love it. We laugh at your pain.
Yeah.
We laugh at your reality.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the dumb questions that people ask you, bro? Like, you know what I mean? Because again, remember earlier on I said people just don't know how to act around you.
That's the thing.
Or around disabled people. What are some of these questions that they ask? Were you like, Etemi, bro? Like,
yeah, nee, that is buyer fryer. Some they extended, okay, fine. I answer them because they want to know. They are curious.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe also I've been in some wrong relationship because they just want to prove that I can do it or not. Things like that.
But you're not disabled, Demos.
I tell them that the problem only at the carburetor, the engine is intact.
Oh, wait.
But they don't understand that. So I was like, oh, okay, cool.
The engine is intact.
Yeah, it was never touched. You find questions like, ah, brah, how do you do it? With your girlfriend, and she's beautiful. Of course, I like nice things. So, yeah, they was, how do you do it? Like, brah, any man has his own way of doing their thing.
First time, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I had my first, the compliment that I got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, no wonder your legs are small because the meat went to the guy. So you are correct.
Oh, so, things like that. I'm good there, bro.
Yeah. You know? Things like that.
Oh man, okay, cool. All right, so that aside, what has the award done for you? Has it opened doors for you?
Yeah.
Has it solidified that, man, I'm on the right path here?
Yeah, no, the award actually did something very good in my life.
Mm.
You know, I do partial DJ, like weekends.
Yes, yeah.
I get hired. But then the thing is, whenever I get to be hired, I don't have sound.
Mm.
So I only carry my laptop, arrive there. The owner have to rent sound. Mm. And that money that he used to use...
can go to you.
Can go to me, you understand? Yeah. So when the word came, I sat down. You know, money can make you ngwangwan sometimes.
Mm.
You might not know what to do with it. So I sat down like, okay, fine. I do DJ. And I have that passion for it. Let me buy my sound.
Mm.
So I got my full sound system. Right now, I can be hired. I'll tell them this is the price. And I'm coming through.
Ah, congratulations, my man.
Yes. And then I open up a small tuck shop at my mother's house back in Okahanja Park there. Mm. Dangote's
Daily Meats. Is that picture that I saw?
On Facebook, yeah.
On Facebook.
Yes.
You know what? I thought that was just a spaza,
bro. No, bro. I did it. I opened it up there and I said, my mama, should at
operate.
Least, yeah, operate it. Small change comes in the house.
Mm.
And then it's a bit also good for the family, you know. So that's what I did. That's what the award did.
Mm.
Without that award, bro, I couldn't have my sound. I couldn't have opened up that tuck shop.
Yeah.
And I say thanks to God, man.
Mm.
Yeah, the award did a lot.
Now I noticed that you drive, actually drive.
Yes.
Right?
Actually. Yeah.
Is the car modified or you handle it?
No, it's not modified. I handle it exactly.
So there is power in your legs.
There's like let me say 20%.
Okay.
But it's an automatic.
Mm.
So when I'm in the seat, I push the seat forward.
A bit forward, yeah.
Then I use my right hand to press the knee.
Yes.
So the knee transfers the power down there to the pedals.
Uh-huh.
And this is for navigation.
Okay.
So that's how I drive. I can drive up to the north, come back and all that.
And when you were getting your license,
mm.
Is there special provision for that? Or
No, they will actually ask you the car to be modified. But you know, Namibia, we don't have such utilities. So there's this guy who is at Natis who actually helps. He uses his car, which is modified and certified by the road authority.
Yes, yes.
So through that channel, that's how I got.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Dangote, let's talk about future plans, Sabuta. Let's talk about future plans before we address some of society's things.
Mm.
What is the plan now, Bud? Like, you know, you DJ, you've got your tuck shop, you've got your sound. Is there a specific gig that's coming up the way you would love all of us to show up?
Yeah, last year when I won the award.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch said that's going to be another show, which I'll be one-man show.
My man.
For Savannah. So once Mitch announce it, I'll let you guys know. Let's pull up.
Yeah, because I mean, Savannah is our partner. The Comedy Awards is also a partner
at
Future Media. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to get a little political now, right? You mentioned Me Nutumbo, our president, a couple of times. So that means you are aware of what is happening. That is fantastic. And you're a comedian.
Yes.
No way you cannot be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
What is the directorate called? What is the ministry called? It used to be first in the office of the prime minister, but I think they moved it now. That is responsible for disability affairs.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on their work? Are they actually doing some work? Do you see the work, or you just zulang on your own? You don't really care about that stuff.
I see that because we are on a WhatsApp group, the Media Association of Wheelchair Users, which was founded in 2016.
Mm.
So I'm also a member of it.
Mm.
So we discuss everything that happens. Sometimes we used to have conferences whereby we invite all the wheelchair users.
Mm.
They come together, we talk on their challenges, what can be done in order to improve their life, and all that. Because, you know, only people see someone on the wheelchair, but they actually don't know type of injury or what type of disability they have.
100%.
Because we all have different disabilities.
Mm.
In my case, it's polio.
Mm.
I'm actually like 99% independent. Ne? And you find the car accident, motor vehicle accident, whereby the spinal cord has paraplegic, you know, quadriplegic, those ones that can't even use any of their body. So those ones, they need caregivers daily to change them, move them around and all that. And, you know, a person on the wheelchair gains weight faster than you that eats every day.
Yes, that walks, you know? And so on, yeah.
And I'm flexible. I dance. I come out of that chair, and you know, to avoid as well pressure shots. Because when you're seated on the wheelchair for long, you get pressure shots, which are very dangerous, and it kills.
Mm-hmm.
We have lost a lot of colleagues of ours. And we discuss in this group we submit that to the minister, Alexia Ngube, who is in the Ministry for Disability Affairs and all that. And we get the response from them, you know. Disability increase, you know, things are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
The grant, you know, the buses, that buses whereby they stand by the pavement and you can slightly in.
Yes,
was also one of our achievements which our organization did.
My man.
We submitted it, the municipality came up with plan. Now we have those buses.
Hmm.
Back then, we could, a normal disabled person can't even go to those buses.
Yeah, otherwise it's a bit of a struggle.
It's a problem.
Hmm.
A funny joke is, I was working at Groove Mall at Game.
Yeah.
I didn't have a car by then. You know this Ulefa, they call them Ulefa, and the buses.
Yeah, yeah.
In the morning when you're coming from home, you are fresh. Even the mind is fresh.
Of course.
It's easier to recognize a disabled person. Oh, let's help him.
First time, boom. Hold him up.
Any
yeah.
car, just, nah. Coming. China, there's no problem. That's all. Any other person worrying me, they just run. Someone lift me up, put me in the seat. Nah, the Rosal is very good. They think I can also walk. One day we have to stop a bus. Tate, me Rosal is Baitekan. Who come to
the
back? We have to make a turn and go get my wheelchair.
And so they get the frustrated at that because me brutate, man. Yes. Yeah.
So those are the challenges. And then we came up. Municipality came through, we got the buses.
Yeah.
They can just park to the pavement, slide the door open.
That's it. Now, moving forward, what is it that you want people to know? What is it that you want people to know that is on your heart on the same man cake? We are normal people, bro. Like I make jokes, you make jokes.
Yes.
You know, I have a girlfriend, you have a girlfriend, I go to church, or maybe I don't go to church.
Yeah.
What is it that you want to tell people right now? You've got the mic on this.
Yeah. I feel like what I want to tell the people is that if you have seen me, met me, and you know what I do, what I'm capable of doing, I'm disabled, you are able-bodied person, I want you to know that we are all the same, human beings, regardless of our physical appearance and all that. I inspire you and the world out there because they will know one day, even if, God forbid, they have to involve in an accident or being in that same condition, they have an approach on life because they have met me before. They would say, no, Dangote, my bro, that guy is positive. So I'm also going to live like him. Things like that. I've inspired a lot who were fine and all that, but ended up there. You know, suicidal cases. After they've seen me, they said, if I'm able-bodied, why should I commit suicide? And this guy is on the wheelchair. He's always showing up every day. Who come? I will have to do it. So, you know, disability is not an inability. You can do a lot.
My man.
Yeah.
Awe.
One day I want to open up a company and employ people who are able-bodied.
Yes, yeah.
And also employ the ones who are also like me. It's going to be a big organization.
Putting it into existence, my man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank God, to my man, the comedian. Thank you so much for your time, Buta. We appreciate you, good sir.
Thank you.
We will see you at your next gig. We will see you at your next show.
Pull up your numbers.
Of course, my man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And when you launch that company, Omez, don't forget us, bro.
No.
Maybe I'll be out of a job also.
Don't worry.
But help me, man.
So you're in small.
One way or another.
I say.
Don't go to, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. There's still so much more coming your way. Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, as well as Shelly Poppy.